is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Volker Perthes, the UN Special Envoy in Sudan, acknowledged Tuesday that a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Sudan appears to be partially holding, but there is no sign the warring parties are ready to seriously negotiate.
There is yet no unequivocal sign that either is ready to seriously negotiate, suggesting that both think that securing a military victory over the other is possible. This is a miscalculation.
And in fact, as AP's Charlie Ledesma explains, UN officials say that one side in Sudan has seized control of a national health lab in Khartoum that holds biological material.
The announcement comes as officials warn more refugees could flee Sudan despite a ceasefire between rival forces. The fightings plunged Sudan into chaos, pushing the already heavily aid-dependent African nation to the brink of collapse. Now, Dr. Nima Said Abid, the World Health Organization's representative in Sudan, has expressed concerns that one of the fighting parties, he hasn't identified which one, had seized control of a central public health lab in Khartoum. Abid calls the move an extremely dangerous development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's top diplomat warned Tuesday that the European Union is becoming militarized at a record rate and aggressive in its goal of containing Russia. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a news conference he has no doubts that there is now very little difference between the EU and NATO. Lavrov said they recently signed